What's top of the plate for the convention agenda for cattlemen this year?
We've got a number of issues that we're working very hard on. Washington issues are always at the cornerstone of what we do here. We've had some great wins in Washington in the past year, particularly with reducing regulatory burdens on us, but we have a lot of those still to fight. We had a big win in the U.S. Supreme Court a couple of weeks ago in the WOTUS cases that is going to limit the jurisdiction of EPA to come in and claim waters of the U.S. anywhere they want to. We're still going to have to fight the regulatory battle, but we're winning that one too. So we're very pleased with how that's going. Same time, we're working very hard on trade issues. That has not gone as well. Other countries are entering into trade agreements, and the U.S. is being left out. And unfortunately, to make that matter even tougher for us, a lot of our federal government positions relative to trade and relative to agriculture have not been filled. So we're hoping that those get filled. We're hoping to get people at the table and hoping to get some deals made.
Of course, NAFTA renegotiation in the process as we speak, and the TPP agreement, as you say, countries moving on. Traceability seems to be an issue with some of those countries, and some even say if we were in TPP, it may not be as big a help to the cattle side because we're falling behind in traceability. Can you shed some light on that from our perspective?
Again, this is an issue that NCBA is working directly on. We have gotten a pretty significant study completed that's being covered here at the convention. It talks about traceability, how we can achieve it, what the cost can be, and what impact it's going to have on our ability to market our cattle worldwide and domestically. And certainly the way that the industry is going, again, with or without us. And so we need to be in the driver's seat with that, and we're working on that.
In terms of NCBA itself, Treasurer, how's the industry group doing? And obviously it's pretty strong, judging by the crowd here and the issues on the table, and just a very vibrant, seems to be a very positive-oriented crowd so far.
Well, the past, I guess, 3 or 4 years, we've had the best convention crowds we've ever had. It continues to grow. NCBA financially is in the best position that it's ever been in. We're operating completely in the black. We're fully staffed. We basically doubled the size of our Washington office in the last 5 years. We've put twice as many staff people there. We've increased our office space, but more importantly, we've increased our time on the Hill, and we've increased our time at the agencies. And so we're really pleased that we're doing that, but we got a lot more to do in that direction.
You might shed some light, Marty, on, you know, when some of these issues come up in agriculture. A lot of times agriculture is all together, and that's one thing, but sometimes in the family we have differences from state to state. I know in trade issues, some industries in ag aren't so happy about some trade deals, other industries are. How do you all keep happiness in the family and work together through those kind of things when we may be on different sides of the fence but working on the same issue?
That is something that we work hard at, but I think we've got to work harder at in the future. That is building coalitions and alliances within our own group. You know, when we talk about cattle producers, so many cattle producers throughout this country are engaged in other agricultural activities, be it farming, timber, whatever. And so we really need to work those relationships. It's much more helpful in Washington and worldwide when we all go together. And it's just one of those things that we can fight these battles individually, but if we're fighting one another, we're both losing. So I know sometimes we do disagree. That's not good for any of us.
You know, one thing that dawns on me in dealing with just some of the Europeans I've gotten to know at some of these livestock shows I've had the opportunity to visit in recent years, and still a misconception about the American cattle industry being all big cattle operations, but really when it boils it down, we're still an average herd size 40-50 on our average. While we've got some big operators, we got a whole lot of small family cattlemen that still are the backbone of this industry, don't we?
Absolutely, and the cow-calf segment, the small producer, is just as an important part, maybe more important part, of NCBA than the big producers. Certainly myself, I don't come from some huge operation, but the rest of the leadership in this organization are not huge cattlemen. They're people like myself that operate a family operation, and that's where the decisions are made. The input is there for anybody that wants to take part. We're wide open for that.
Marty Smith from Ocala, Florida. What am I missing? What should I be asking? I'm not asking that you might want to tell your fellow cattlemen around the country.
The biggest thing would be if you're not a member of NCBA and you're in the cattle business, you got something to do with cattle. Look hard at it. It's a real benefit for everybody that's in agriculture, particularly when we look at what we're able to do in Washington and what we're able to do worldwide with trade, what we're able to do in terms of moving our product domestically. We've kicked off a new advertising campaign. Part of that is what we call Rethink the Ranch. We're trying to get across what we really are, that we're families, that we care about the land, that we care about the livestock, and that we provide the safest, most nutritious, best product available to the public.
You know, you just reminded me one other question I want to ask. This whole, you know, whether you call it pasture to plate or, you know, farm to fork, whatever, it comes under a number of names, but the whole movement of the consumer wanting to get to know the source of their food and buy local and that whole thing, is it having as much impact on the cattle industry as it is on some of your other fresh fruits and vegetables and those kind of industries?
It's starting to have an impact, yes. We're starting to see more and more of this. And Gary, when you ask about small farms, small cattle operations, this is a big opportunity there because a lot of the public, that's what they want. They want to know where it came from. They want to know how it was raised. They want to know that the people that raised it care and that we care not just about what they get but how we do it and what we do with the environment and what contributions we make. So it is a growing opportunity, great thing, because people that are interested in that are willing to pay a little bit more. So I encourage any of our operators out there, take a look at this, and something that we think will continue to grow and we'll continue to work hard to promote.
Well, I guess that kind of goes hand in hand with the whole traceability issue. When folks want to know where their food comes from, that kind of helps market that to the value-added side, it sounds like.
Absolutely. It's a big part of the value-added. And what you're selling there is not only a cut of meat, but you're selling a lifestyle and you're selling concern about all elements. We call it sustainability, or that's one of the buzzwords that's out there today, but that touches on a lot of bases.
And it sounds like that traceability thing too is not as hard as some of your small cattlemen think that it may be as easy as buying a modern ear tag that can trace itself through the process, eh?
That's correct. I mean, if you just start with that, if you just put a little button tag in there that's, of course, today everything's computer readable, and even if you don't have the reader yourself, if you've identified that calf as something that came from your operation, that goes a long way, and that makes it traceable, and that's all the market demands. It can actually be done sometime with less than that, but that's a few dollars and a few minutes of labor, and you're there.
Marty Smith, Ocala, Florida. Appreciate you. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.